Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Praying Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Praying Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And yeah, I want to talk a little bit about a program I don't know how you all are going to take, but it's important to me, so I'm going to go for it. And that is the scouting program. I have made a choice to sort of tip my toe back into the scouting pool. I was involved with scouting for 25 plus years of my life, you know, ever since I was in kindergarten up until I graduated high school. And then I was a volunteer in college and I worked during a couple summers. I did some international scouting work when I was in the Peace Corps. I did a lot of things with scouting. I've stepped away when I went into the seminary because of the nature of the studies. It was just so intense. I just didn't have the time to really devote to the scouting program. But now that I'm settled up here and there's some great troops in the area, you know, I said, all right, I'm going to do this. And I know it's, and I'm talking about Boy Scouts. I've never been involved with Girl Scouts. I've never really done much with Girl Scouts and et cetera. So I'm talking distinctively about Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts, venturing to, but you know, in essence, more Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. And, you know, I know there's issues and there's tensions with, you know, some of the things that's gone on with the scouting program. They've had sexual abuse situations, as the Catholic Church has too. Some of their commitments to the structure of scouting, you know, it really did hurt me when, you know, they, for the younger scouting troops, you know, sort of wanted mixed troops and stuff in terms of genders. I think it was really important that there be a space just for boys to be able to explore being boys, and to sort of have that broke down and broke open. I think that was a real detriment that scouting is going to have to wrestle with. I know there's a lot of power within scouting, within the charter organization. So that really gives churches a lot of carte blanche in terms of how to exercise the scouting program within themselves. But I'll tell you, you know, seeing the Weeblos in my area and the Boy Scouts in my area, and just seeing, you know, the way that these young boys are growing well and how they're able to sort of internalize some of the values of scouting and the impact it's having on families. It's just, I think there's a lot of good stuff still in scouting that's worth, you know, fighting for, that's worth preserving, you know, and I think churches, being that they can incorporate the scouting program, you know, as a charter organization, they incorporate, they get the charter, so they exercise the program within themselves. I think there's a lot there that can really help us, particularly with helping our young boys. Now, venturing's been around for a long time. There's always been mixed gender groups in venturing, so there's always been a component of that. But I'm talking for younger, you know, younger boys, you know, and having that place for them and et cetera. And I've been seeing it in my short time in this area of New York I'm in, seeing, you know, the impact of having that sort of space for boys where they can, you know, sort of push each other, not in physical ways, mind you, but, you know, challenge each other, push each other to do better and really, you know, adapt and grow. It's just, so much good, you know, I just can't see the wisdom in throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So I'm just really, you know, I would not be the man I am if it wasn't for the scouting program. I just wouldn't be. I wouldn't be. You know, I don't even know if I'd have my vocation, you know. Part of the reason I am who I am is because I, all the great experience I had in scouting and, you know, the outdoors and the being able to cultivate a sense of self-awareness and, you know, a little bit of self-sufficiency and, you know, love for the outdoors and, you know, some of the aspects of the scouting law and all these sort of things. And, you know, I just, you know, as I'm wrestling at the parish I'm at and what can we do in terms of incorporating our youth, you know, I keep bringing, I'm like, well, scouting would be a good program. You know, how can we do that? Now there's other issues with scouting. Scouting can be a very expensive program. And I've always had that issue with scouting. It's very expensive, you know, and getting camping equipment and, you know, the dues and the, you know, you always seem to be regularly fundraising. So that is an issue, you know, but I just think there's so much good with it, you know? So I'm putting this out there as sort of a, you know, saying, and I'm kind of pro scouting, you know, it's not a perfect program, but there's no such thing as a perfect program. You know, there's no perfect catechism program. There's no perfect evangelization program. There's no, you know, there's no perfect program because it's made on the foundation of our fallen human nature, but there's a lot of good stuff, you know, test all things, keep what is good. Great wisdom from St. Paul. And, you know, I know myself, I have great joy in getting back into scouting. You know, one of the local troops gave me a wonderful sweater that the kids themselves designed and listening to them telling me about it and some of the adults that are involved too. And it's just, you know, it's reigniting the pride that I had in being a scout and helping out all those years as at a Boy Scout camp and as a scout volunteer in college and all these sort of things. And, you know, if you're looking for youth programs, you know, the scouting program, particularly for the Boy Scouts, you know, you can have scouting girl groups now, you know, so that might be a possibility instead of going Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts are really, they got some really extreme issues, you know, their ties with Planned Parenthood, I think, is just a very rough thing, you know, and very disappointing thing. And some of the values that they try to put forward with girls I have issues with, although I know many great Girl Scouts that got gold awards and all these sort of things, you know, but venturing for older, you know, for your high schoolers and all these sort of things. And I just, yeah, you know, with everything going on and making plans for, like, as a parish, how we can respond to the needs of a variety of different people once the COVID thing is over and we have a vaccine and some normality returns, you know, I know I'm going to be pushing, like, hey, let's try to get maybe some Cub Scouts going here. You know, let's work on that and see what we can do and et cetera. And if you're looking for programs, you know, look into scouting, you know, see how they respond to, you know, charter organizations. Like I said, they work very well with, we have a very strong scouting Catholic committee here in our archdiocese. So that really helps with a lot of things. So, you know, there's a lot of potential there. And, you know, if you want to challenge me on these sort of things, you know, leave a email me. You can always email me through my website, thefrankfriar.com. But I'm just going to put this out there. You know, I've been stewing a lot about how we can start to, you know, get strong again in this hope that has been given over to us as, you know, we hear about vaccines and all these things coming out. And I'm just thinking about different ministerial things to reach out to youth, you know, just as I would be for young adults and all these sort of things. So I'm just putting it out there, seeing where it goes. And yeah, so if you're a proud member of scouting, or if you've been a scout in your life, you know, email me, let me know your story, engage me on social media, all these sort of things. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a review. It really does help other people find this podcast. Also, if you want more of my content, head to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There, thefrankfriar.com. You can find links to my YouTube channel. You can find other things I've written. You can email me, all this at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.